Before she died, Mark Jensen's wife, Julia, wrote a letter to a friend saying she believed her husband was planning to kill her. The letter played an important role in his conviction. The state court rejected Jensen's argument that the letter couldn't be used against him because his wife was dead and couldn't be questioned in court. Kenosha County DA Bob Jambois prosecuted Jensen in the initial trial.
The definition of chutzpah for Mark Jensen to argue that the letter should not be admitted against him because Julie Jensen was not available for cross-examination when he's the reason she wasn't available.
But Judge Griesbeck reversed Jensen's conviction based on a 2008 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in a different case that narrowed the ability of prosecutors to use testimony from a dead victim. He said prosecutors couldn't prove that Jensen killed his wife specifically to prevent her from testifying against him. UW law professor Cecilia Klingel says the admissibility of such evidence called forfeiture by wrongdoing is an area the federal courts are still trying to iron out.
It's an allegation you make in order to get in evidence that would tend to suggest the defendant is guilty. But of course, saying that they forfeited by wrongdoing is saying that they're guilty. So it asks a judge to sort of prejudge the evidence to decide what comes in before a jury at trial.
It's likely the State Department of Justice will appeal this week's ruling, but they won't be able to use the letter. Instead, they'll have to depend on evidence from Jensen's computer that showed he was researching poisons in the weeks before his wife died. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.